Another publication you may use to bolster your strategy is the UK Corporate Governance Code. If you're in another location, you may have a local independent regulator equivalent to the Financial Reporting Council. In 2018, they included updates which specifically refer to values and culture, which is a far cry from simple account auditing. The two most relevant sections are B. The board should establish the company's purpose, values and strategy and satisfy itself that these and its culture are aligned. All directors must act with integrity, lead by example and promote the desired culture. And Section E. The board should ensure that workforce policies and practices are consistent with the company's values and support its long-term sustainable success. The workforce should be able to raise any matters of concern. Now, these updates are arguably because, as consumers, we no longer just purchase goods, like a bag of coffee beans, or services, like a latte from a coffee chain, but brand promises and values, like an ethically sourced oat flat white from a local cafe who supports independent growers, pays a living wage, and gives back to its community. And it's not just consumers. Employees also want to work somewhere that understands and mirrors their values. As the FRC's chair says, rules and sanctions clearly have their place, but will not on their own deliver productive behaviours over the long term. This report looks at the increasing importance which corporate culture plays in delivering long-term business and economic success. You may want to look at how your own governance and board codes match up with this recent evolution.